and PJ podcast. Sit in.
Well, hello and welcome to the podcast. She has been an interesting show today. You're going to hear what happened coming up, but in a nutshell, right now, after we record this, I'm going for dinner with PJ's ex to meet his new partner, and PJ is looking after my kids so I can do this.
Well, your babysitter pulled out last minute, and yeah. I know, you know, time is scarce. We don't have much more time in New Zealand, and you and Lou don't get to go out on many dates, and also I want to know everything about the new girl, so what else was I going to do?
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Have you stalked her on
Reddit? No. Very silly. Yes. She's very different looking to me.
When was the last time you looked at her profile?
It's been a while. Nah, I've moved on now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for looking after the kids.
You're welcome.
And
right, like, honestly, I know I play up a dumb act, but I'll be all right.
Okay. I'm going to put the 2-year-old to bed before we go.
Cool.
So he'll be asleep.
If he does cry, what could be the possibilities?
What do you think could be?
Hungry, shed himself, tired, wants his dad. Can't give him the last one. If he shits himself, I clean him. If he's hungry, I feed him. If he's tired, I just keep him in bed. I'll be fine. Hey?
Yeah, you'll be right. He's not going to wake up.
Okay.
If he wakes up and cries, you've done something wrong.
Okay, and what will Felix do?
He'll just watch some TV with him.
Okay.
I don't want you making him watch The Bachelorette and stuff like that.
Okay.
But you got to watch kids' shows.
That's all right.
All right. You give him give him his iPad.
What time does he go to bed?
Maybe 8-ish. He's been pretty late.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And be like, all right, Felix, it's bedtime.
Okay. I sing him a song? Read him a nursery rhyme?
I've heard you sing. Okay. Maybe just make up a story.
Okay.
Oh, actually, don't do that. You'll be like,
oh, I'm going to get really clucky, I think, tonight.
You'll be like, there was this bad ex-boyfriend called Aussie Romance, and he went to a restaurant with a new girl called Stephanie. Here she is on my Facebook. Like, don't make up the story.
Come across a bit psycho. So when can I start watching TV shows?
Like, give him his iPad and you can start watching your shows.
Oh, so I can watch it when he's watching the iPad.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, shit.
Probably not Love Island, though. That might be a bit
Not watch Love Island.
No, it's all good.
When he can see the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, and I will point out, at 4, he tells on people now.
Right, so I can't get away with...
No, so whatever you do, he'll tell me.
Okay. All right. And I know you'll squeeze everything out of him.
Plus, we've got 7 nanny cams hidden around the house.
Yes, producer Alex.
And Felix comes first, because he's the kid, so you have to get used to that.
Oh,
what
God.
Do you mean?
Oh, God, she was about to ask who's Felix. I could see her face then. Yeah, so like,
he's the priority.
You mean I'm not the priority?
Correct, so he eats first... that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not in PJ land tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I feed him?
What do you think you'd feed a 4-year-old?
Spaghetti.
Have we got spaghetti at home?
Little cherry tomatoes.
No, we don't have any.
Ham.
Out.
Bread.
Got some bread.
And a banana.
Fuck. Peanut butter and you're on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so just feed him anything.
Not anything. No, Jesus.
If I order pizza, can I have some of that?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, he loves pizza.
Okay, cool. I'll get a pizza for both of us.
There you go.
You love me.
Yeah, done. All right. Awesome.
Make sure he doesn't get into Daddy's stash either, because his ice cream is important.
Oh, right. Okay.
If you could lead with ice cream and not the word stash next time. Oh, mate, he's not going to find that. All right. We're off to dinner. Have a good night, everybody.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Lou and I went out for dinner, the wife and I.
Date night.
Actually, this happened before Friday
Who
Jams
pays
Live.
When you've been married for so long.
Look, you could take it in turns, but it's coming out of the same account.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's
honey, I got this one tonight, and really, it's your money I'm spending.
That means nothing. Yeah, I don't like. I've told you, I don't even have our net bank codes.
Oh yeah, true.
Like the other day.
Do you even have a card?
Yeah, I've got a card,
but it just doesn't work.
She monitors the amount of times I've been places, and I'm like, maybe I just need to transfer some money, and then I have to ring and go, babe, can you put some money in the account? This is degrading. Yeah. But you know me, if the money's there, I'll spend it.
Yeah.
I'm bad. So,
yeah, me too.
You know, poor Lou, it's like having another kid for her. We went out for dinner. She thinks this was passive aggressive, what I did.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it's all right. We went to a restaurant just before Friday Jams Live. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a babysitter. We're like,
is that why you were late?
Yeah. I thought, let's make a night of it. Mrs. and I haven't been out in a while. I wanted to take her out for dinner. We walked into this restaurant. Right. As we walked in, There was the lady behind the counter who normally seats you, right? And there was plenty of seats. She was actually fixing up the bill for a table who just finished.
Yeah.
Four girls out on the Cosmos, all wanting to pay separately. So they're there itemizing the bill. We were standing there for maybe, and I'm not being dramatic.
God, I can already feel the pass, Agnes.
8 to 10 minutes. 8 to 10 minutes. We're standing there just behind these people waiting to get served, and the guy on my right is
itemize things. Like, we'll go out and we'll do it like that.
For 10 minutes. But here's my problem. I don't mind people itemizing.
Yeah.
The bartender was standing there on his mobile. Like, he could have went, hey, you guys after a table for two. Hey, I'll come and grab your seat. He was just there on his mobile. And I'm watching him and, you know, like, I was doing the look.
Why was he on his mobile?
Because he wasn't making drinks. He was bored.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, mate, come on.
Oh, no, here we
My
go.
Legs are going to give away soon. It's been 9 minutes. I'm sitting here waiting. And I looked at Lou and I'm like, the food would want to be good because the tone's already set bad. But, mate, when you never get babysitters, when you get them, you want a good night out. You want a good experience.
What did you say?
Then I noticed he answered the phone. He was like, hello, Mexico. How can I? Oh, there we go. You know, how can I help you? And I thought, oh, he's answering the work phone. So then I decided to ring the restaurant.
No, you didn't.
From inside the restaurant. And when he answered, I said, hello, it's just me 2 meters over to your right. Can we get a table for two?
Did Lou die?
I
would have run out of the restaurant. That's
wanted
so
to die.
Embarrassing.
I wasn't rude. You know when you, like, you do it in a
No, you would have been rude.
I wasn't.
You
could
not do that in a non-snarky way.
Just 2 meters to your
right. And then what did he do?
Yeah,
he
hung up.
So embarrassed?
Oh, he didn't look happy, but then hey, guess what? We got a table. Waited a while for the food, but we got a table.
Is that embarrassing? You are a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, who's in the wrong there? It's not me, is it?
You, calling the man when you're 2 meters away. That's pretty funny.
You know, it would have been worse if he sent it to voicemail. If he sent it a voicemail, would have leaned over going.
The voicemail you would have left would have been scathing.
Hey, it's me!
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Had a little bit of an incident over the weekend.
Was this with your parents? Putty, show us how to do it on FaceTime.
No, I was actually the person who needed to be instructed. Caitlin and I, producer Caitlin from Flex One and Megan, we were driving around.
Oh, I saw this.
And we were actually at the lights when all of a sudden I heard a guy out the window go, hey! And I got such a fright. I looked at him and he goes,
stop. For a second, did you think, oh, I've been recognised?
No. Not at all.
Right.
Anyway, he goes, your tyre's beeped. Like, he literally just swore.
Yeah, right.
And
did you reply with going, I know, mate, my whole car is beeped. No. Right.
I was like, oh, my goodness, really? And he goes, yeah, it's absolutely stuffed. So we pulled over.
Just full flat tyre.
Oh, it was like, completely gone. So we pulled over. And Caitlin and I hadn't really been in this situation too much. So.
Oh, I can imagine it. What do? I think it's pretty obvious, Paul. We call an Uber.
No, we didn't call an Uber. We called Uncle Vaughn, Vaughn from The Breakfast Show. And he literally detailed us, like, step by step for about, and it was actually over FaceTime.
Vaughn would love that.
Oh, he loved it. He was in his element and he had to explain exactly what to do. Like, it's quite embarrassing that at the age of 27, I did not know what to do in this situation.
I wouldn't know.
So anyway, we got to the local petrol station. He's like, okay, cool. Go over to the little blow up thing with the tyre thing.
Yep.
No, all the technical terms, obviously.
Yeah. So did you have to get the jack out and take the wheel fully off?
He was like, okay, go through. He literally had to be like, open your boot, take your stuff out. Now, under there should be a tyre, and next to the tyre should be this. And
did you have to take the wheel off?
No, not in the end. No, in the end it was fine. Yeah. So we actually just blew it up. But he was on the
phone.
You
blew up the car, finally. It's about to. You should have done that from day one.
We pumped out the tyre and it was actually okay.
It hasn't got a flat.
No, but he literally dedicated about 16 to 20 minutes just walking us through what to do.
It must have a hole in it. And the air's going out slowly.
That is what some people are saying.
So it's you've taken it to a shop and had it checked out?
Yeah. No. Sort of avoiding driving it. I'm avoiding responsibility.
God.
Terrible.
I thought we'd just get calls, people explaining their parents, like to their parents how to do stuff.
Oh, that's a common one.
I didn't expect it to be the other way around.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Born teaching millennials, but that's all right. That's fine.
In the end, an old guy just came along and he sorted it out for us.
So you didn't even do it?
No, because we had problems with the little machine. So he came over and he literally got down on his knees and helped us up.
Did he look up and he was like, bugger me, is that Vaughn from The Breakfast Show on your phone? G'day, Vaughn.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We want to know, what did you have to explain to someone over FaceTime?
On the text machine, I was in Bali recently. I had to teach Mum how to use Instagram stories and Instagram in general over Facebook Messenger so she could see my photos. I literally had screenshots with arrows, etc., giving her each step.
I've done that to Dad.
Have you?
I'll send screenshots and draw arrows and then send the screenshots.
Push this button.
And then he'll ring me back and go, how do I send the screenshots?
It's like, a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious, vicious cycle.
Oh, wait, Andrew Dalzidium, g'day, Grace. What did you have to explain over FaceTime?
My grandma was stalking my cousin's new girlfriend on Facebook, and she accidentally shared a really, like, provocative picture of her, like, in a bikini and stuff, and she, like, saw that she'd shared it accidentally, and she, like, calls me up, like, I accidentally shared this. How do I delete it? Quick.
God, this is amazing. Not only does your granny have Facebook, but she's also using it to stalk other people.
That
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's so good.
How long was it up?
I think in the end her phone just wouldn't delete it. So my cousin saw it, his girlfriend saw it, everyone saw it. But everyone just had a laugh about it.
I bet everyone was like, oh, Granny's posting some racy shit.
Yeah.
Settle down, Gran.
Come on, mate.
Clea, what about you?
My friend from Scotland was going to be moving to Australia. So I told her she should come to my birthday, and she thought you could drive from Australia to New Zealand.
No.
So I had to get a world map out and like explain to her that it was... separated by the ocean.
And you so you literally had to do a geography class over FaceTime.
Why didn't you just go?
I was like, can you drive to Ireland? She's like, no. I was like, yeah, because there's the ocean. It's the same thing.
Why didn't you just get her to log onto Google Maps rather than doing the whole FaceTime?
Yeah.
She didn't get it. She's like, oh, it's not that far away from each other.
See, Claire, I would say this is on you. I would have a good look at who you're hanging out with, mate. I think you need to reassess your friends.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
JC, it is no secret that you are a plane geek. You love planes, you love drones. If you could just watch videos of something all day, it'd be one of those two, wouldn't it? Or sharks.
There we go.
Sharks.
Oh, God, I'd spend hours on YouTube.
Okay, aside from shark videos, which is weird, like we need to address that.
My favourite at the moment is shark gets filmed by drone.
It's really twisted. A woman overseas has just had a dream flight. She was flying from Glasgow to the Greek islands. And
sounds like a long flight.
No, 4 hours. Not too long. But, like, you know,
God,
moderate.
I'd love to do the Greek islands.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Every
it?
Photo looks amazing. And everyone comes back tan.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and thin.
You wouldn't come back tan, though.
Oh, mate, I come back from a holiday. I'm whiter and fatter from the buffet. Like, I'm never coming back tan and thin, mate.
Anyway, yeah, so she got to the airport, and when she got to check-in, they were like, oh, you're pretty lucky. There's actually only two other people on the flight with you. Turns out they didn't even end up making it to the airport. So she got the whole flight to herself.
Is it a small plane? Or like
189 seats. So it's not baby.
Like a normal size, like Air New Zealand flight that you'd get from Auckland to Queenstown.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Mate.
189 seats to herself, and they ended up giving her VIP treatment. The pilot gave her a personalised commentary. He addressed her over the intercom
by name. Of course it was personalised. She was the only one on the bloody plane.
He was like pointing out which countries they were flying over. And when they touched down, she got to avoid long waiting times, and they just got straight off and gave her a... Her bags?
Yeah, well, there's no one else.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if they lost your bags. You'd be like, I was the only person.
One person, guys.
On the or if they get to you with the cart and they're like, I'm sorry, we're out of chicken.
We're out of the beef.
Who ate the beef? No one else was on the plane who ate the beef. I'm surprised that they actually flew.
Yeah.
Because, like, the cost of fuel and stuff, normally
they're
just...
It can't be that economical, can it?
No, normally they just bump you onto a different flight.
No, but this woman has had the flight of her life.
I've had a similar experience, right? I was living in Sydney and I got a job in Perth, right?
Long flight to Perth.
That's like 6 hours and the radio station was a massive tight ass.
Yeah.
They booked me on a flight on the one-year anniversary of September 11.
Oh, you've told me that.
And that's when they flew me over. And it was like me and four other people on the plane.
Wait, so it was one year on?
1 year. And it, like,
were
I flew
you scared?
Like, oh, mate, I was freaking out.
Mm.
Like, I felt safe and everything because, you know, security was so high.
Yeah.
But, like, no one else was on the plane. The hostie sat down next to us and just chatted for most of the time. And, yeah, full on.
You know
the thing that really shat me? Right? There's four of us on the plane.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me.
They sat next to you.
No. I asked if we could go to business. And they're like, I'm sorry, we're not offering any upgrades today. I'm like, you're not offering? There's no one in business. There's no one in business. If I was ever going to get business.
That was the moment.
That's the moment.
and by default.
And yes, they did sit next to me. I'm like, no, I'm all good for you to sit down and have a chat, but there's 180 other seats.
You're like, all right, mate, wrap it up, wrap it up. I'm going to sleep.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Okay, I got something gross. I just watched the video again. I was like dry reaching.
Are you riddled?
Yeah. How are you with, like, visits to the dentist?
I reckon I've got worse as I've got older because I remember I had a root canal and that was awful. See, like, it was not a pleasant experience.
I don't mind dentist needles. It's doctor needles I can't handle.
Yeah. You know, I built it up in my head. It's actually never as bad as I think it's going to be.
I'll tell you, it's so much better now, though. Like, I took Felix, my four-year-old, the other day, and they're like, sit in the rocket seat. And he's like, oh, I'm going to sit in the rocket chair. And I'm thinking...
Do you remember at school, did you used to get those stickers saying, my mouth is numb?
No.
No. Okay. I did. It was a cool sticker.
Did your mum give you one of those every day?
Everyone this is was why like, she can't talk.
She's not like... making any bloody... Oh, no, I've just read the sticker. Not her fault. So, look, a video has gone viral. It was... And, look, it's sad. It is sad. The person's okay now, so I can tell you that, so we can talk about...
Is this genuinely going to put people off the dentist?
It was a video that was filmed overseas, obviously, unfortunately, in a poor community.
Yeah.
Right? And a dentist had flown in to help people out.
Yeah.
Right? When he examined this patient... And this video clocked up thousands of views in a matter of 24 hours. Mm. As he pulled back the patient's gums to reveal her teeth.
No.
He found that the gum and jawline had rotted away and there were maggots in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's maggots.
Oh, my God.
Under her gum.
Oh, that's really sad.
So where you'd normally find those, like in, you know, eating flesh.
Oh, that's actually really sad.
Yeah. It's all fixed up now.
Oh, that makes me feel sick.
Like, wouldn't you feel them? You'd feel them.
No, you probably wouldn't know. Oh, I got my eyes are watering.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh,
see?
I feel awful.
See?
It's disgusting. How long have you been looking at that for?
I watched it four times.
It's seriously
I thought
up.
It'd get easier. It didn't.
Oh,
I know, full
yuck.
On, man. You know what's rock bottom? I used to avoid the dentist when I was younger.
I think a lot of people do.
Oh, like, mate, when I was 22, I remember I needed to go to the dentist.
It's spinny.
Plus you sit there and go, well, I'd rather spend this money on the bar tonight with my friends.
Exactly.
Right, and you shouldn't think like that. But I had an abscess on my top gum, right?
So it's like when there's like a big sort of...
It looks like a pimple.
Yeah.
Right, so it's full of pus.
Oh, yuck.
And I was over at my friend's place. Yuck. And he's like, mate, you've got to go to the dentist. My whole face started swelling out to the right. Like, my whole cheek was out there to the right.
I'm not going.
I'm
spending money.
No, well, we were going out that night and there was a girl I liked and I was like, I've got to go, but I can't go out because half my face looks swollen.
I'm sure she would have gone for you that night.
Just like a pimple, I started pushing.
No.
This is going to get really grim. Sorry. I started pushing the abscess together so you could see like the bit on the gum.
Like a white head.
Yeah. And then, this is so bad, I went and got a safety pin.
Oh, yuck, Jason Hawkins.
Dipped it in vodka.
Oh, yuck.
So in my mind, it was clean.
Oh, you did like a
home jobby. And then I, straight into the gum, and it went everywhere. Pus. Everywhere.
Oh, that would smell really bad.
It was horrible.
It was awful.
Everywhere.
Did you go to the dentist?
Yeah, like if
please tell me you went to the dentist after that.
Yeah, like you get a good pimple,
Jason,
it hits the mirror.
Yeah.
I couldn't even see the mirror anymore.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Tell everyone what you've just spent the last two songs doing.
All this dentist chat made me want to floss. I had some floss in my bag, so I just been having a hoon on the teeth.
What have you done with the floss now?
Put it in my cup. No, I'm not going to use that cup. Felt good. I love a good floss. Anyway, 0800 Aussie, we are taking your calls. We want to know how long you waited until you went to the dentist.
We're just covering a story that's come out of overseas where a lady had maggots, live maggots, in her mouth.
My heart actually breaks.
I know, it's so full. It's all clean now.
Yeah.
She got the care she needed. G'day, Greg. How you doing?
Good, mate. Good.
Is this you or someone you know?
No, it's me.
Oh, God.
Greggy, what have you done?
Well, I had a tooth fall about 2 years ago and it slowly rotted away, so that's still in there giving me a wee bit of shit.
Oh, so it's still in there, but half the tooth.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that's like your eye tooth, so it's good. I don't really want them in there trying to drill it out because the pain would be too much.
Right.
And then I lost 3 fillings about 2 weeks ago when I was eating some really hard chocolate. So I try and eat on my right-hand side and drink on my right-hand side. I'll eat sideways.
But Greg is...
Greg, go to the dentist.
I can't afford it.
That's the thing. Is the root of the tooth exposed?
Yeah, because every time if I do say, like, have a coffee in the morning because I love my caffeine, it hits me straight away. So you kind of got to suck it on the tooth and numb it a wee bit, then pop a Nurofen in to kill the pain.
Oh, okay, first we need to talk about your diet. Your diet is shocking, Greg. Coffee, coffee, you're chewing down Nurofen with a side of chocolate.
No place to speak, Jason.
Mate, God, you got to get that checked out.
All right, Kate, head us.
All right, so my older brother, actually, he went to the dentist and they told him how his front two teeth, the insides of them were, like, starting to rot because he smokes and, like, just never brushed his teeth.
Yeah.
And he got gingivitis for it and everything. And he still hasn't gone to the dentist, I don't think, and it's been there for probably about 3 years.
Has he got a partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how his partner kisses him.
Yeah, right. So, do they know? Do they know their passion gingivitis?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's gotten better, like, about, like, brushing his teeth and everything to, like, help prevent it. But, like, yeah, I don't even know how he's living with it, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Mate.
It's not the most pleasant chat, is it? I'm sort of just cringing over here. In the corner.
Mate, I feel for Greg because I remember, again, like, when I was 20, mate, I didn't give a shit about dentistry. Nah. Like, and I was just chewing back the painkillers just so I could go out. Oh, I remember... I got some, like the root work done. What do they call it?
Root canal.
So they do that over three stages.
Yeah, and I remember
I remember getting the first one done and then they put the temporary filling in and they're like, so come back. But to me, I was like...
You didn't go back.
Pain's gone. All good.
Jase, did you ever go back?
Come to think of it, I don't know.
Brett, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm too scared to ask. I just know it's going to be the worst. How long did you wait to go to the dentist?
Well, let's just say when I was like 13, I used to drink like 2.25 litres a day because back then Coke was cheaper than food.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a dentist and I'm now 26.
And are you talking to us just with your gums? Like, how are your teeth?
Yeah, I've got holes throughout my teeth. I'm missing about 3 or 4 teeth. Yeah, I've got no enamel whatsoever left.
Oh, no, Brett. No. So are you gappy at the front or just on the sides?
Quite hidden on the sides, actually. So
that's all right. That's cool.
Oh, I want to send, like, a whole lot of toothpaste or something. I'll give you my floss.
That's harsh. He rings up and says, I haven't got any teeth. So you go, hey, here's some toothpaste.
No.
You're sick in the head.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Are you the ZM fugitive?
Afternoon. You can check out the new range of Nokia smartphones exclusively on Spark. Jason PJ here awaiting the call from the man. Could do with a win this arbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm ready to give away some money. Like, let's just get it. Not that it's us.
Oh, here we go. Hello, and thank you for calling ZM. If you're calling up to be the fugitive, press 1. G'day, Fuji.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
What's going on with you?
I've had a very arduous day of travelling all around the country.
Oh, shut up, mate. You're clocking up the frequent flyer points. We know you're doing all right. All right, brand new bounty, brand new clue this afternoon. What do you got for us?
Do you know where to find victory? Park up and find me.
Oh, do you know where to find victory? Park up and find me.
And it's worth a whopping $2,000.
$2,000. Yeah, right.
And you'll visit a location between now and 5:30?
Just starting to get the hang of this game, Jason.
I know how it works, mate.
He's coming to assess today.
I wasn't saying it to you. I was telling the people. Are you right, mate? God, you got some chewed. You're not getting anything. Okay, but yeah, good chat. Bye. All right, so $2,000.
I've got an idea.
Do you know where to find victory? Park up and find me.
Do you reckon it's Victoria Park in Auckland?
I was actually thinking Victory Parking.
Where's that?
Well, I just Googled it. There's Victory Parking in Auckland.
Is there?
Yeah, because I thought park up and find me.
Yeah, see, I thought victory, but then it's kind of like Victoria and then Victoria Park.
Maybe hiding in the park.
Could be in the park.
Maybe.
With Victoria.
Maybe we need help. 0800, dial ZM. Here we go. Fugitive brainstorming. Any ideas where you think he's heading? Do you know where to find victory? Park up and find me is the clue. Send through your thoughts. 9696 on the text. Otherwise, give us a call. 0800, dial ZM. $2,000. Go and get him. Ask everyone, are you the ZM Fugitive? You don't ask, you cannot win.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Thank you, thank you. Big crowd turned up for this game this afternoon. It is verbal ping pong day. If you're new to the adventure, rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I've got a bunch of different topics here. You each have to say something from each of those topics until one of you cannot. You have 5 seconds to do so. And the current score, 21-19 to PJ Polly Harding.
Okay, so I will point out, I need the win today.
I'm feeling as calm as the ocean.
Yeah, that looks like you're on painkillers. You're sitting there like you got no feeling. I need to win today. Otherwise, if you win, we've only got 3 weeks left of live shows. It means I definitely need to win the next 3 weeks to even tie it.
Yeah, and you would not be even happy with a tie.
No. There will be a playoff, don't you worry. And that'll be on our last show, and God knows what condition we'll be in. I'll wake up Saturday and go, who won purple ping pong? Justin. Where am I? Okay, all right. Okay, this is it. I lost last week, so I'll be going first.
Yeah, you will. How you feeling? Drop your bet.
Oh, don't
need
it.
Not a good start.
It's verbal ping pong.
First topic. Things you find in a nightclub.
PJ.
Drinks.
Waitresses.
Strippers.
In a nightclub? Pause it. In a nightclub?
It could be. It could be.
DJs.
Hand soap.
Toilet paper.
Condoms.
Sorry?
Condoms.
What clubs are you going to? Mirrorball.
A till!
A till. Dance floor.
A bouncer.
In a club?
Yes.
Straws.
A glass.
Alcohol.
I've said that! I see drinks.
No, it's drinks.
Oh, no, drinks. Okay. That was yours.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. You look like a person playing tennis and the ball went straight past and you're like, oh, was that mine? Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, it's legit.
But you said, drinks and then you said alcohol.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
That's all right. I went specific drinks.
Okay. Didn't you say alcohol?
No, you didn't say alcohol. Don't do this first.
No, you did not. You said drinks.
Okay. And listen, before the little PJ Army gets out your little warrior fingers with your texts, save them. All right, ready.
Okay, I'm up. I'm round two.
Here we go.
I'm with PJ. She said drinks. Nicole.
All right, I get this. It's all over for
next
the win.
Next one. Girls' names starting with K.
Kimberly.
Kate.
Claudia with a K. No.
Courtney.
Kelly.
Kim. I said Kim, didn't I?
I said Kimberly.
Kate. I said Kate. You know, I said Kate.
Paige said Kimberly. So.
Kendall.
Kylie.
Kate.
No, I said Kate.
No,
I said Kate. I said Kate. Oh, what a shambles. What a shambles.
I like, literally, if I had a list of the top three most annoying
things can you turn up the music, please?
In the world, you would...
Can you turn her down? They probably play this in the club. You should have said this one. A win to Hawkins next week. We go to war yet again. 3 weeks to go.
I'm still ahead, though.
You need to catch up, mate.
Don't worry, mate. It's fine. All right, let's go. We're off to the victory party.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I just realised we played verbal ping pong before. I do realise I am a shit to play sport.
You're
against.
The worst. That's why I'll never be on a social sports team with you.
Yeah, right.
Or any team.
Maybe it's best if you are on my team because today it was the winning team. Okay, I'll stop.
My case in point.
We're good friends.
There's the anxiety.
No. We are good friends. Yeah. Like we actually do hang out outside of work and
you're
stuff like
okay.
that. And you are like a little sister to me. We don't keep things from each other.
Mm.
And I feel awkward about something.
I've been having a think over the last few songs.
You're up?
No, I'm nervous. I think I might know what this has to do about
What do you think it's got to do with?
Well, I know you've been hanging out with my ex, Aussie Romance.
Yep.
Does it have something to do with him?
Yeah, it does.
I knew it.
So, you used to date my friend.
Yeah.
Aussie Romance. He moved.
Just take it off. Rip the band-aid off.
No. He moved across from Australia.
Yeah.
To be with you, and then you broke his heart and moved out, and he went into share accommodation. Pretty much squatting because that's all he could afford.
He moved into a lovely flat, yeah.
And you moved on to the mansion with your cousin. I'm in a hard position because...
Don't you dare play yourself as the victim here.
You helped me pay my mortgage, so I need to take care of you. But also, I've got one of my best mates. So when you guys got together, I even said at the start, I never want to be that awkward guy in the middle.
Mm.
Leave me out of it.
Yeah. Rip it off.
Tonight.
Oh.
I'm going for dinner, Lou and I, with Aussie Romance and the girl he's seeing.
Oh.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say, like, they're official.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But I'm meeting her.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm like, and I feel bad because I'm like, how do you want me to act? Do you want me to be cold?
Just be you.
Right, I'm allowed to be warm.
Just talk me up though.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Be like, oh, PJ, so cool.
Do you really?
Oh, you wouldn't believe what PJ did today.
I might get the lamb.
Zany girl.
You know who loves lamb? PJ.
No, don't make me sound like I don't know, a little pig. Like,
no, I didn't say. Oh, crackling. You know who that reminds me of?
Like sexy and cool and stuff.
Right, I'll go, oh, I might order a sexy cocktail. Oh, you know what that reminds me of? No, but that makes you sound like a booze head.
Okay, don't do that.
Like, I've got to be warm to her.
Yeah, you totally. Be nice, lovely. Be cool. I'm cool with that. I'm so cool with that.
But you want me to mention you?
Yeah. Just like, I don't know. Like, just, yeah.
Casual? Like,
yeah.
You guys seem good together.
No, just, okay, how about I call you?
Oh, ease up, ease up.
Too intense.
Whoa. Don't get, oh, there's
one. Were you going to suggest he, like, leaves the phone off the hook and
No, but then, like...
Oh, my phone's playing up. I'll have to take it on speaker. Hi,
then it naturally comes in the
car. It's PJ. I'm in the car watching. I can see you're eating the lamb. Did you tell her lamb reminds you of me?
Oh, there's one more small thing.
Oh, no.
I didn't think when I did this.
What?
I booked dinner at Mekon, baby. The last time we went to that restaurant was Lou and I going to dinner with you and Aussie Romance.
Last time I went for dinner with him, it was there too.
Oh. Do you want me to change the place? I'll change the place. We'll go to McDonald's.
No, but then it works in well. Like, go, last time I was here, PJ had the papaya salad. It's a great salad. A little bit spicy.
Have you met PJ? She's hiding in the bathroom. You should go and introduce yourself. Bloody hell, the waitress looks a lot like PJ.
What time are you going to dinner?
No.
The Jason PJ Podcast. The ZM fugitive has been located.
Hello, studio.
Hi, studio. I just found the ZM fugitive.
What's your name?
Davisha.
Davisha, whereabouts are you?
The bus stop on Fanshawe Street.
Beside Victoria Park.
Yeah.
I was right!
Well, yeah, but you don't win the money. Oh. Run us through what happened.
I was at work and I heard the clue.
Yeah.
So I quickly walked over and then I checked Snapchat and saw he was at a bus stop, so I came to the bus stop.
Davisha?
Yeah.
You've won $2,000.
Oh, my God.
$2,000. The bounty is yours.
Holy shit. Thank you. Sorry.
That's all right. You sound like you could really do with the cash.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I just finished studying, so yeah.
Davisha, technically, would you say that PJ helped you out? Because I did guess Victoria Park, didn't I?
I did hear you guess, but as soon as I heard find me at the Victory car park or something, I knew it was... somewhere around here.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. It was worth a try.
Yeah, and Davisha, I think you'll agree with me. She's got enough coin.
Jason.
It's obviously, that's how you're rich. You take it from other people.
Davisha, well done. That's awesome.
$2,000 coming your way. Good on you, mate.
Thank
Thank you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Last night you may have seen online rumours going around about Leo DiCaprio potentially moving to Whangarei here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
A lot of mixed emotions, people getting excited, people saying, you know, we'll show him around if he comes. Turns out it was a fake news website, and this website has been responsible for circulating false rumours like this in the past with other celebrities moving to certain towns.
Which sucks. This is devastating. Yeah. People of Whangarei were like, this is great.
This Leonardo is our moment.
Yeah, I mean, believable? Probably not really. So Peach and I have had a bit of fun today. We've already called a real estate agent. We decided to call businesses in Whangarei and say, hey, we're ringing from a radio station. Was Leo in there? Obviously, they say no. And we go, hey, we're about to go live. Can you just pretend? Just pretend.
Wells Pharmacy, Jeanette speaking.
Hi, Jeanette. My name's Stephen. I'm calling from ZM Radio Station. How are you?
All right, thank you.
Are you guys the pharmacy on Cameron Street just there?
Yes.
Oh, so this is exciting for you guys. We heard the news Leonardo DiCaprio is in Whangarei.
Is he here at the moment?
Well, I heard he came into your pharmacy.
Really?
Apparently.
Because I saw on my Facebook last night where he was coming to live in Whangarei. And I put, oh, really? Because I couldn't believe it.
Well, apparently he went into your pharmacy.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'm in a spot of bother because I'm a producer on the show. They're about to go live and I told them that he came into your pharmacy. Can you just pretend if they ask you some questions? They'll just ask you what he was like. Here we go, Jeanette. ZM, Jace and PJ, we're joined by Jeanette from Life Pharmacy. She actually met Leonardo DiCaprio. How exciting is this? Hey, Jeanette, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What was he like?
Oh, fantastic. Looked great.
What was he dressed in? How did he look?
Oh, just like he normally does. And he was in casual gear today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, today. So he's been in a couple of times.
Yes.
And a nice guy, because apparently he's pretty down to earth.
Yeah, very down to earth, yes.
Did he have a girl with him, Jeanette?
No, didn't notice that.
So the girlfriend wasn't with him. So he must be single, Jeanette.
Could be.
All right, there we go. Just confirmed by Jeanette at Life Pharmacy. Leonardo DiCaprio is single. That's going to go around the world, Jeanette.
Okay.
What did you talk to him about? Did you mention your favourite Leo movie?
No, nothing like that, no.
No, you kept it professional.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you.
What is your favourite Leo movie, Jeanette?
Oh, I can't recall. Wasn't he in that one with, what was the name? Oh, that one that came out a long time ago that was very popular.
Oh, yep,
Titanic.
That narrows
yes,
it down.
That yep, one.
Yes,
Titanic, yeah. Like that.
Did he look like he did on the boat? Like, did he look different?
No, different to that now.
Yeah, right. Still young, though, and pretty good looking?
Yeah.
All right, well, Jeanette, what an exciting day. You met Leonardo. Congratulations.
Okay.
Hey, Jeanette, it's Jason PJ. We're just having a lend to you. Leo's not there. We know you're faking it.
It's very hard to fake it, actually.
You did so
very
good.
Professional, Jeanette.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
About 20 past five, I told Paige that tonight, Lou, my wife, and I are supposed to be going out for dinner with her ex and my good friend, Aussie Romance, and his new girl.
Who you haven't met yet.
Haven't met her yet. Apparently she's lovely girl.
Smart.
Lawyer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's mean.
Yeah. You said you're totally fine with me going. What's happened in the last 10 minutes, though, is our babysitter's cancelled. So we were about to cancel dinner.
Yeah.
And then what bombshell did you drop?
Oh, I know how much, you know, how rare it is for you guys to go out on date night. So I offered to babysit. I've never babysat your kids. You don't normally trust me, but I'm willing to come to the table so you can go out.
Do you think it's a bit strange?
Why?
You really want to babysit our kids so we can go out and meet
your... No, don't look at it like that. I want you to go out and have a good night.
You want me to go out so I can meet your exes?
Yeah, inside goss. I didn't say that.
That's what you...
No.
What, do you want me to rewind the tape? Inside, go.
No, I mean it when I say it. I want you to go out and have a lovely evening.
And how awkward will that be tonight when I get home?
Not at all. I'll walk out the door and we won't even chat about it.
I want to ring Lou. I think if we're doing this...
Oh, do you reckon she'd trust me?
Yeah, I want to involve her.
Okay.
Hello, Michael speaking.
G'day, mate. Oh, yeah, we're ringing your ex.
Oh.
Did you think we were ringing
Geese.
Lou? Sorry, my bad. Do you want to say hello?
Hey,
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
How's the app?
Yeah, the quota is great.
Good.
You haven't already downloaded it. I know both of you have. But...
yeah, you send out a lot of weekly newsletters.
Well, weekly is once a week, so that would be the definition of weekly.
Good point.
I can't believe you two didn't work. You know how we're supposed to be doing dinner tonight?
Yeah.
You know how my babysitter's pulled out at the last minute?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going to babysit.
That's odd.
PJ's
I'm going to babysit.
PJ's offered to babysit so I can come out and meet your new girl.
Well, hang on. Did PJ know about that?
Yeah, I offered. Yeah. I want Jason to go out and have a good night and meet your girl and
that's pretty weird.
I just thought it was nice. I've never babysat.
No, that's very nice of you. I mean, that's fantastic of you.
You guys can then you don't need to worry about when you come home and
we don't need to worry about PJ out in the car park with a set of binoculars outside the restaurant either.
That was a serious concern. That was concerning.
So,
are the boys all right with that? Have you looked after them before?
I have
she
not.
She just said to me off the air, so what do I do with Felix? Lock him in his room and then can I have a wine?
No. I'm like, no.
Come on.
No, I said I'll lock the door and then I'll have a wine.
Actually, would you be angry if Polly was kind of organising like a date night at your place?
Oh, like, no, she's not doing it.
No,
trust
you got nothing to worry about there. All good. All good. The coast is clear.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Well, hang on. Does that mean that dinner's back on now?
Have a good night, guys.
Yep. Dinner is back on. I will see you tonight.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Are you okay with this?
I'm 100% fine. It's not even a big deal. I'm excited.
Don't ring during dinner.
But what if I have a question?
What's a child-related question.
Okay.
Noted.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Spy.co.nz.
The National Party have been found guilty of ripping off Eminem's track Lose Yourself with their 2014 election ad. You may remember this being in the news a wee while back. Here is Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Look.
And here's a snippet of the ad.
Everybody said it would be easy. But through your hard work and the National Party's economic management.
Now, in a just-released decision, the High Court has ruled the similarities between Lose Yourself and Eminem-esque were so strong it breached copyright.
So how much are they up for?
It doesn't state that.
Is it taxpayers' money to pay the bill?
Producer Alex, he's good at this stuff. Go.
$600,000 they're up for.
$600,000?
He's good at what? The details?
Yeah. How did you know
I've
that?
I've read past the headline.
No, so have I. So have I.
There's nothing about
the amount of money they have.
They've had to pay $600,000, which is not the not like a fine or anything. That's just what the licensing would have cost if they had done it.
Taxpayer money?
No, it comes from the party fund.
Right,
so
okay.
Donations.
They'll have to run a charity dinner to raise funds for it. You know what those pollies are like. They'll do drinks and stuff.
And does it go to Eminem? That word, eh?
Yeah, go to his licensing company. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty excited he's going to hear about the National Party.
Yeah.
Some check will arrive. He'll go, yeah, cool. I don't even think he's going to notice that little blimp in his account, mate.
It was pretty similar, though.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
I'm happy to take over Spy next hour if you want me to.
No. I like the mystery.
No, Alex. The article I was reading, it said more to come. It didn't.
Yeah, but your article's in crayon.
That is your spy. Drake's concert on Saturday, November 4th is selling fast. You can get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
Jason PJ.
Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.